happy and even make a couple of good bucks off of it to get him back on his feet. After that, he could look for a regular job and even join another biking club. His father would probably think that he had lost his mind, but he was tired of this kind of lifestyle and wanted to live a normal biker's life. There was only one hitch to this last job. Alex could not gather the balls to go into the store, at least not yet, and it made him feel like the biggest pussy in the world. "You want to know the difference between you and I, son? I'm not a pussy like you. I'm way too bright to get caught. Never forget that." His father startled him out of his thoughts. Was the old man reading his mind or what? His dad, Alexander Gabriel Sr., was the sort of people who never held back and said exactly what was on their mind, and most of the time, his words were too blunt even for his own good and ended him in trouble. Alex forced himself to ignore the ache that clutched his heart painfully and shook his head. There was no way in his lifetime that he was ever going to be good enough in the eyes of his father. Ever since he had been caught and thrown into jail, his father had considered him a total disappointment. That was the reason that he had ridden all the way to this small town and was now busy trying to gather the guts to grab the bloody bracelet. Alex wanted to make a point to his father and show him that he was not as dumb as he assumed him to be. He was good enough to be his son.